We begin this story with a man and a woman. They both grew up surrounded by poverty, along with the complications of life that are ever present.
I saw the house that my mom grew up in, all the kitchen, like the kitchen, the rooms that she split with all my uncles. She's one of seven, I think. Yeah, she's one of seven. So there was a lot of them in a small room. It's a really old house. And my grandpa and my grandma in the room next to them. Because my mom always talked to me about how she lived and how like poor they were. And I was like happy to see how like they lived.
Sadly, as in most cases for people who grow up in such an environment, education was limited.
My parents, they did not go to, I think the highest level of education they've gone to is middle school. Because they're from Mexico and they grew up on ranches. When they were young, my dad used to tell me that he's been working since he was 7 or 9 years old. So it's like, as long as, like, since he's been, like, old enough, he's been working. And he hasn't stopped. He's been working every day.
When faced with such adversities, it is only natural to want a better life. How far will one stretch to achieve a goal, a plan, a dream? William Butler Yeats wrote in Cloths of Heaven, "Had I the heavens embroidered cloths, unwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams." In the case of David's parents, they sought to achieve their dreams by coming to America.
My parents, they came when they were like 18 or 19. My mom was around 20 when she had my brother, my older brother. And she was 21 when she had me. So my mom was about my age when she would have been in high school, college and all this stuff. But she was over here trying to like make a living, and it was a different time back then. And they're always encouraged me and my brothers to go to get a better education than they did. And that's what they always try to do. They always like support us.
Every American shares a common goal. We are all in pursuit of the American dream: a nice house surrounded by a white picket fence, and a family to call your own. How does one attain such a wonderful thing? Honest and hard work.
My dad works in construction. He's been working in construction since he's been here. He works in it. He does like 10 hours a day, hard labor, like drywall and all that stuff. He comes home like all sore. He got my older brother in it. My older brother says the same thing. It's really tiring. And he brings in like money to help us out with school, in the car, and cell phones. So he's helping us out. He's helping me out a lot. And my mom, she cleans houses for a living. She just cleans people's houses. She said that she doesn't want to be doing that for the rest of her life, that she wants to come to school. But she says like sometime in the future she'll do that.
Raising a family is no easy task. Once a child is involved, all the parents' hopes and dreams are passed to them. No longer do parents ask, "Where shall we live? Where should we eat? And where to shop?" But how becomes a question.
This song is called "I Am Sad, So Very, Very Sad." So sad. Thank you.
Our parents work so hard to provide us with everything we need. Sadly, at times, the limits we may experience can affect us in a deeper level.
I was admitted to a CSU, and I was like, I just needed to send one paper. I couldn't do it, and it got too late, and I couldn't. And then I was like mad that I could have gone to a CSU, but I didn't know what to do.
If you don't mind me asking, what prevented you from sending the paper?
I didn't know what I was going to do. Like, it kind of intimidated me. Like, the thing that I choose as my major is going to be the thing that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. That's scary to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't pick one thing. I was going to be a graphic designer. That's what I wanted to be. I went through a whole program in high school about it. Like, 3 years of learning how to be a graphic designer. Then I didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to go to art school for that, but no, that's expensive. Right now I'm applying everywhere. I'm trying to get a job. I'm trying to get a part-time job anywhere. And that's what I've been trying to do for like the past year, but it's no luck, but I'm still trying. Am I a man or am I?
Nevertheless, the only thing left is to place one foot in front of the other.
Always do the best that you can, and you'll get somewhere. You'll get somewhere eventually. My parents want the best. They want what I want, pretty much. Like, if I want to do anything, they've told me that they support me.
There is no bond stronger than that of a united family. Granted, no family is perfect, but the whole world may crumble, and yet a family united by love will not fail.
Family is really strong to me. They stick around through like the heavy stuff, all the deep stuff, and they're around when you need them the most. Even when like when your friends aren't there, they're there. I can't express how grateful I am that I'm here right now. That I grew up in a good house with great parents, great brothers, good lessons. And I'm very, very grateful that my parents, that they found each other. So, like, to make this family.
What do you feel keeps you going?
I'm pretty sure it'd be my mom. Yeah. Every day when I come back from school, she always makes me dinner. Because I come back home like at 7-ish, 8-ish sometimes. And she's like, oh, how'd it go today? I'm like, oh, it went pretty cool. I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, oh, well, just keep it up then. Just keep going.
Our lives are full of unexpected turns. When it comes to the future, things may not always be clear, but David's future looks brighter every day.
Growing up is when I'm about 30, late-ish, or late 30s. But by that time, I want to have a family, pretty much, and be, like, really a good father. That's what I'm hoping when I grow up.